when the night falls on our better days, and we're looking to the sky for the winds to take us high above the plains. I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest. ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg says a deadly bomb cyclone has brought torrential rains to parts of Washington State and Northern California.
Out west, it's a powerhouse storm roping in an atmospheric river into the west. It's a rare high-risk flood event in Northern California. It can mean rock slides and also wind gusts of 70 miles an hour along with high surf. 1 to 2 feet of additional snow from the mountains of Northern California.
The Northeast receiving some much-needed rain overnight. Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Virginia could get some snow. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 44,000, 104,000 people wounded. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over accused war crimes in Gaza. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee have rejected calls to release the panel's long-running investigation into former Congressman and current Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News. A judge has ruled in favor of the family of Botham Jean, the Dallas man shot and killed by an off-duty police officer in his own home, in a civil judgment against the officer who shot him. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Back in 2018, Dallas Patrol Officer Amber Geiger says she entered an apartment one floor up from hers, mistakenly believing it was her home. She says she encountered Jean, a 26-year-old accountant, and thought he was an intruder. Fearing for her life, she shot him twice in the chest. At her murder trial, Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison, although far short of the 28 years prosecutors had requested.
The family was awarded $98 million. Pamela Hayden, the voice of Bart Simpson's best friend Milhouse, is stepping away from The Simpsons after more than 35 years. The 70-year-old actress also lent her voice to others on the show, including Jimbo Jones and Ned Flanders' son Rod. Her final episode this Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m., Crane Chase Bar and Grill is hosting a Save the Lugerville School pie auction. Stop on by to show your support for the Lugerville School, a historic building that's been in the community for generations. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m., 5 miles northwest of Phillips on County Road F. Holiday scams are more active than ever. Lisa Hale has more.
According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was the estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jean Marie Klimowski, age 74, of Phillips, died on November 18th at the family farm. Jean is survived by her children, Laura McKay, Dana McCullough, and John Klimowski. Survived further by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Judy Underwood, Lois Esplund, by Larry Hsu, by Nancy Brown, and by Thomas Hsu. Further survived by her in-laws. A memorial mass to be held on Saturday, December 7th at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation starts at 9 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Marie Klimowski, age 74, of Phillips. Stephen Punk Kenneth Everson, Jr., age 48, of Butternut, died unexpectedly on Saturday, November 17th, at his home. He is survived by his two children, Bella and Xander, survived also by his mother, Christine Anderson, of De Pere, by his father, Stephen Everson, Sr., of Westby, by his siblings, Jamie Everson, of Minocqua, Alex Everson, of De Pere, and by Teresa Bruggen of Westby. Further survived by his grandmother, Rosella Petty of Rib Lake, and by his special friend, Jerry and Kayla Polachek, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls on Monday, November 25th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Stephen Punk Kenneth Everson, Jr., age 48, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jaire Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday. Both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day to day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 98Q
Country. You guys try to defend the bad weather, though, in this part of the country, don't you? You all say the same things. You're very defensive. I like all the seasons. When the leaves change, it's beautiful. Yeah, the leaves aren't changing. They're dying. Right? The seasons would be great if they weren't so repetitive. It's the same seasons year after year. That's why I'm excited about global warming. We're going to get some brand new seasons. Right? What a beautiful year last year. What a gorgeous sprawl. Leaves just burst into flames. Then we had the 6 months of flooding and darkness. But you know what? That's spummer. Summer's the only good season, right? In the summertime, you can have a hole in your sock. You won't even lose your toe. Right? It never gets dark at 2 in the afternoon in the summertime. Here's something you never see people doing in the summertime, which I saw today. People walking down the street just... Right? You don't lose control of your body in the summertime. People say they like spring, but it's only because they know summer's coming. Right? Spring is the meeting her for the first time and falling in love. Right? Summer's the marrying her and the honeymoon period where she can do nothing wrong. Fall is the falling asleep next to her and knowing she'll be there in the morning. Winter's the waking up alone in a cold apartment and she's stolen all your crap.
But first, Mom gets a jump on Thanksgiving dinner.
Excuse me? You think I'm going to start cooking now? Oh, so I'm supposed to just slave away in the kitchen while you sit on your butt. Wait a second. That means I can complain more, and people will feel sorry for me. Pity is my drug! I'll get started right away. This Thanksgiving dinner is gonna be murder-licious!
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Here he comes. Well, he commutes to L.A., but he's got a house in the valley, but the bills are piling up and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition, but with a crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
That song, and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just couldn't let it go. No, I just couldn't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it's still wasted time. Oh, that wasted time. Out of nowhere, it slipped away. And the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame, and the days got sold to the Britain again. But I just can't let it.
in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me.
Chris Stapleton at 98Q, Joel, the morning show. Hope you are well on this Thursday, the 21st of November. I'm warning you, you got a lot of weird things going on out there today, so I'm just warning you, the wind's blowing, so you better tie down the whatever it is, the garbage, make sure the garbage can is okay. You don't want to lose your garbage can, because that's just another thing to put on your to-do list to get done and replace. You may want to duct tape down whatever you got. Speaking of that, there's a transition here. The story of the day today is the duct tape banana, which sold at auction for $6.2 million. It's an Italian thing. Leave it up to the Italians. This person purchased a certificate of authenticity that gives this person, this guy, the authority to duct tape a banana to the wall and call it art, kind of buying the rights to it. If we had only known all the times we had a banana, all the times we had a banana, if you would have just duct taped it to a wall, it would have been worth $6.2 million. I don't know. I'm going to delve deeper into it. I want to hear Gray's philosophy on this when he rolls in a little bit later on. But the headline for today is that a banana duct taped to a wall, a white wall, sold at an auction for $6.2 million. I'm sure there's a deep meaning. There's a financial meaning to this. I'm sure there's a deep artistic meaning to it.
But when it comes
right down to it, it's just still a banana duct taped to a wall. And for all of you who have hunting camps and you're getting your hunting camp ready to, ready to get going for the upcoming hunting season, if you only would have known that rotten apple over in the corner may be worth, a couple $1 million, even. I know. How many times, raise your hand if you've ever seen or you've ever duct taped a banana to a wall? All right. Two people in the back. Both of you were, you lived in a fraternity house, didn't you? They did live in a fraternity house. That's right. That's right. Something you'd always see at a frat house. So maybe we'll get a little more in-depth. Maybe we won't later this morning. Today is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout. So is this the smoke them if you got them today? Is that what you do? You're not supposed to smoke today. I gotcha. And by the way, Snoop Dogg listed as doubtful for today, along with Willie. So the Great American Smokeout today. That's a lot of, for those of you who are, smoke or whatever, and you have problems kicking in, it's a lot of pressure, right? Because today's the day where somebody sees you smoking and they're like, they kind of give you that look like, it's smoke out day today. And your response would be, I'm smoking it out. Smoking it out. So good luck with that. The Pacific Northwest is experiencing the new term that the Weather Channel came up with a couple of years ago called the bomb cyclone. They like to create these words. I just love watching the Weather Channel during a good hurricane. I don't like the hurricanes and what they do to people and stuff, but I love watching the journalistic side of a TV weather channel, because they are trained to use the powerful words in every sentence. And there's nothing more powerful if somebody tells you, you say to somebody, hey, what's the weather going to be like today? We got a bomb cyclone coming. Just that little shiver that we talked about earlier, that winter shiver. Ooh, bomb cyclone. Tell me more. So, in fact, this is happening in the northwest part of the country. All right, what else here? Some coffee drinks may not be available at some McDonald's, they say, locations due to a problem with their espresso machine. Wait a minute, they're using ice cream machines to make espresso? It's always the ice cream machine that never... That is one of the most disappointing moments in life, isn't it? When you roll up to a McDonald's for their wonderful 69-cent ice cream cone, and you say, I'll have, two ice cream cones. You dig through the change in your car, because that'll cover it. Dig through the change, you're digging dimes and nickels, and you're throwing it at the person to cover the cone. And then you're informed by them that, I'm sorry, our ice cream machine is not working right now. Nothing more disappointing than that. Then you got to go to Dairy Queen and pay like $80 for a Blizzard. So that's right. Oh, they're good, but come on. Did you see what's going on in Vegas? A friend of mine, an old radio friend of mine, is in Vegas right now, and he's been posting some pictures. They got the F1, the Formula One race going on in Vegas. Take a look on YouTube and some pictures. Incredible. My friend took a picture. He's in a hotel, way up in a hotel, of the strip in Vegas is all lit up. The entire strip in Vegas is lit up, and the whole thing is closed. No one can even move. The city of Las Vegas is just paralyzed by this. They can't. Nobody can move. Everybody in Las Vegas, including DJ Rick, I remember talking to him last year. He just hate it when this thing comes to town, because you can't go anywhere, and there's so many people in town for it. But if you're looking at it from the outside, like us in northern Wisconsin, the photos are really cool. And watching the race from afar is kind of cool. If you've ever been to Vegas And you can imagine these Formula One cars going, I don't know what they're going, 150, 200 miles an hour, whatever they're going, down the strip, right down the strip in Vegas. It is absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. And there is no way. If you wanted to torture me, if you said, Joel, we're going to send you to Vegas during the Formula One race, which happens on Sunday, that would be my hell. That would be that would be my torture right there. Do not want to be there for that. Maybe fly over in a helicopter and just kind of linger above. But being down there in the crowd, I don't want to do that. We're going to we'll do a little Deer Hunters Roundup again this year. What do you say? We'll take your calls, have a little fun. Saturday night, we'll kick off the Deer Hunters Roundup. So get ready for it. Award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup is back again. We'll kick it off Saturday night, and we'll get it going at 6 o'clock. It's 7:31, twice an hour. We get you updated on news and sports, so let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest. ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg says a deadly bomb cyclone has brought torrential rains to parts of Washington State and Northern California.
Out west, it's a powerhouse storm roping in an atmospheric river into the west. It's a rare high-risk flood event in Northern California. It can mean rock slides and also wind gusts of 70 miles an hour along with high surf. 1 to 2 feet of additional snow from the mountains of Northern California.
The Northeast receiving some much-needed rain overnight. Pennsylvania and West Virginia could get some snow. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 44,000, 104,000 people wounded. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over accused war crimes in Gaza. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee have rejected calls to release the panel's long-running investigation into former Congressman and current Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield invites you out to their annual Christmas sale. They invite you to join them for their bake sale, arts and crafts, new gift jewelry, ornaments, Christmas decorations, and more. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7233 Balsam Street in Fifield. Do you know a Packers superfan? Maybe they're even the most super. Lisa Hale has information on how to nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th. Visit packers.com/FHOF for more information on how to enter. Voting will take place online and the winner will be announced in February.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games, we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jaire Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday, both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day-to-day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clement.
Now, state football champions will be crowned today in 3 divisions. Division 7 gets going at 10 this morning. Edgar versus Potosi, followed by Grantsburg and Lamira. In Division 6, Stratford will play in Division 5 against Wrightstown, Baldwin, Woodville. Division 4 at 7 tonight. The other final 3 divisions, 1, 2, and 3, will play their championship games coming up tomorrow. The High school girls basketball season underway. We'll have action tonight on both of our stations right here on 98Q. We've got Prentice traveling to Phillips for a 7:15 varsity start time. Jeff Haken in the call of that game. And Shawamigan going to hit the road down in Rib Lake. We'll have that game for you with Steve Jetland over on 103.1. So Shawamigan over on 103.1. Phillips and Prentice right here on 98Q tonight. Both games starting at 6:15. Make that 7:15, sorry.
Dad, why does Mom look like she spotted a turkey without a head?
I forgot to get the wreath for the door.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep, Robin's custom arrangements.
Definitely. We'll order a custom wreath. It'll look so amazing. Mom will forget you almost burnt a turkey.
Works every time. Gobble, gobble.
Robin's Custom Arrangements, helping families like Big G's celebrate in style, one custom arrangement at a time. Robin specializes in seasonal centerpieces, wreaths, swag, and fresh flower creations. We feature local art that takes your customization to the heart. Visit us today and make your Thanksgiving table as beautiful as your family gatherings. Conveniently located in downtown Phillips.
November 17th through the 21st, that's Sunday through Thursday only at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. Buy $40 or more in Game Hide camo or Blaze Orange gear and get 10% off a box of ammo. One per person per day. Trail Quest and Game Hide clothing, 40% off in stock items only. Find sale price crossbows and a closeout special on select styles of lacrosse boots. All fishing gear, 25% off excluding ice fishing. 40% off mismatched or discontinued scent lock during the sale and 20% off all scent lock through November. Only at Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
You're up for the season with Reinhardt's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Reinhardt's Lumber, your project starts here.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
Said pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said I'm going to LA. All the pretty girls said I hate my hair. Talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said I just got paid. All the lost boys said I wanna get. When the town goes blue and the lights blink red, all the lost boys do what all the pretty girls say. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights, don't blow my cover, or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends, somebody hold me, all the pretty girls say. All of the whiskey went to my head, shut up. Kiss me, all the pretty girls said.
the devil's playground. I wonder if they knew they were wasting their breath. All I ever heard was all the pretty girls said. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls said. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. Said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer, shoot out. Whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the pretty girls said.
'98 Q Country, Kenny Chesney. On a Thursday, that means we get you updated on what's going on with our Shawamigan schools. We have our district administrator who is on the go today, Kyle Cronin. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
How are we doing out there today?
Excellent, excellent.
All right.
It's starting to feel like deer hunting season around here.
It's getting there. It's getting there. A little bit windy today, too, yeah.
Well, and, you know, I think I'd mentioned this last week, but we are going to give the kids a couple of days off. Saturday and Sunday this weekend they have off.
All right.
And then next week, Wednesday through Friday, they also have off. Okay. And of course the weekend. So the 27th through the 29th, those days we don't have school. We'll come back on December 2nd. So and that's district wide, obviously. So well earned break by the kids.
Hey, yeah.
I'm just going to mention too, state of Wisconsin issued the DPI report cards for districts and schools, and okay. You know, just mentioning out there that we did well across all three of our schools. Shawamigan High School had an exceeds expectations rating. The district did. Park Falls Elementary School, the middle school meets expectations. So with a really high score, they were on the verge of that exceeds. So just really proud of the work that our staff does and wanted to mention that. So, and that's all available online for folks at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction website. You can also find a link on that website on our webpage, csdk12.net.
All right.
We are still looking for a bus driver and a custodian, a night custodian. Coming up, we have on our next Learn to Connect date is actually today. So if folks want to get their you know, find things online and learn how to operate their devices today at 9:30 to 10:30 at the high school, presented by our Leo Club. So that's our Lions group. Shawamigan Middle School, we've got boys basketball at home tonight. So that's happening. And then away on Monday at AVW. And they've got a hat fundraiser coming up at the middle school for Catkins on Tuesday the 26th. So quite a few things going on. The Glidden Area Development Corporation Holiday Fair is going to be at our North Campus up in Glidden at 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 30th. They've got a Red Cross blood drive coming on the Tuesday the 3rd. So a few things happening there. And then a couple other basketball events. Our girls' basketball is at Rib Lake tonight. Boys are scrimmaging at Winter. Hockey is at Baldwin tomorrow at 6 p.m. Girls' basketball, they're going to be playing Tuesday versus Phillips at 6:30. And then on Tuesday, the boys are going to be at Spencer. The girls' basketball game is a home game on the 26th, so a few things happening. Hockey over in Shawano on the 30th, so quite a bit going on.
All right. Very good, Kyle. Thank you for taking the time to update us. Talk to you next Thursday.
You have a great day, Joel.
You
Bye.
Bet. Kyle Cronin on the move, our district administrator for the Shawamigan School District. He joins us each Thursday morning right around this time at 7:45 to update you on everything that's going on in Screaming Eagle Country.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
Another news update on the way. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you got a local one, as always, 762-3221.
Crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend and tell the truth. And overuse, I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Never let your praying knees get lazy. Said them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be a best friend and tell the truth. Crazy.
Country.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. She said, do you really think I'm where you belong? I said, you know, and I know you're perfect for me. Everything I'll ever need, I ain't playing. What I'm saying, when I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I do you know you sound a little crazy when you're talking like that, girl? Ain't no second thoughts, no regrets, no kind of maybe. No wishing I'd turn back before you came along. I could go on and on, girl, just kiss me. You're all that I want. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I'm gone. Said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
98Q Country, hold on. Hold on your hat today. Wind gust 40 plus miles an hour today. Might see some light snow moving vertically around, too. Get you more on the weather here through the morning. Here's Martina, 98Q.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me.
Flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Take our own show on the road.
carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't want to be a one-man band. Dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues if I'm gonna be famous. Girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown band. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
There they are, guys, Old Dominion at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. News to come in just a little bit. Deer Hunters Roundup, of course. Saturday night, we'll get it going at 6 o'clock. Our webpage is getting all geared up. A few photos already rolling in. Shoot us any deer hunting photos. WCQM at civicmedia.us. BP gets us to news time at 98Q.
To the teller down at the bank, you're just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. If you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say is to the just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see?